There's no secret that the last decade has been a trying time in the newspaper business. According to the most recent State of the News Media report by the Pew Research Center, newspaper revenues and circulation have been in decline since 2006. For big city newspapers, the challenge has been a sluggish economy and internet growth. The urban audience has lots of options. However, the story is different for small-town, rural papers. Doug Anstett is the executive director of the Kansas Press Association. He says the challenge for rural papers isn't an increase in competition, it's the loss of population.
The thing that makes community newspapers prosper, I think, is lack of competition. The flip side of that is that those communities not only have lost people, which means they've lost subscribers, but they've lost advertisers.
The fact is that even in the best of times, running a small community newspaper is hard work. And these are not the best of times. Approximately one in every three U.S. counties lost population since 2000. Some Kansas counties have been in steady decline since 1900. Many people believe that newspapers play an important role in the survival of rural communities. One of those is Scott County Commissioner Gary Skibbe.
If you didn't have a newspaper, you're really a town on the decline. It may just be a weekly, but nonetheless, it's still a newspaper.
Scott County is a good example of a western Kansas community moving aggressively to stabilize its population. In recent years, county voters have approved bond issues to renovate the courthouse and Scott City High School. They also approved bonds to build a new $24 million hospital. County Commission Chairman James Minix said these projects were not possible without public support.
The citizens voted on all those projects because they were comfortable with what had recently happened. I think it's trust and understanding. The newspaper can be a vital component of that in the transparency that everything that we do here, the people out on the street kind of understand what we did and why we did it.
Newspapers, especially those in rural communities, play a couple of different roles. First, they serve as an impartial observer, a watchdog, on behalf of their readers. Editor Sharon Friedlander of the Colby Free Press.
We take all that very, very seriously. Sometimes we don't make friends. You know, I get the county commissioners mad at me every now and then because of something we write, but I still get a hug. It's someone has to be there and fulfill that need.
However, Friedlander says that her second equally important role is that of community booster.
We're right up there banging on the drum every chance we get for Colby. That's also part of our role. We should be a cheerleader.
Those are commonly held opinions among rural editors in western Kansas. Deanna Sattler is the editor and publisher of the Garden City Telegram. She says that when her community succeeds, so does her paper. However, she has an advantage that most small-town editors do not share. Sattler has approximately four dozen full-time and part-time employees. Most rural papers function with just a handful. One such paper is just 36 miles up U.S. 83, the Scott City News. Its editor and publisher is Rod Haxton. Sattler says she is amazed at the job Haxton does.
I worry about Rod getting out of the business and who's going to be the next person to step in and take on that kind of workload. I mean, a weekly newspaper workload is incredible. We think we have it hard. They are doing everything. He's covering their city council and then walking down the street and selling an ad, probably. And you know, we don't relate to that world as well at a daily newspaper.
As for Rod Haxton, he loves his job and he loves Scott City. But he also wonders who will pick up the mantle when he retires.
I don't know. You know, you kind of wonder, you know, if Jay Schools are turning out somebody who will want to come in and take on this kind of an operation. You know, you're somewhat isolated out here in western Kansas. You got to love a community in order to be out here. But, you know, that's true of a lot of things.
There are several initiatives aimed at stemming the region's population decline. One is the state's Rural Opportunity Zones program. It involves tax waivers and student loan repayments for those eligible. There's also an effort underway at the School of Business at the University of Kansas. Its Red Tire program matches Kansas college students with rural business owners looking for a successor. And as for newspapers, Garden City's Deanna Sattler says she still believes in their future.
Warren Buffett's bought a pretty fair number of newspapers. I think he makes pretty good business decisions. That's what I tell my critics who come and say, your business is dying. I said, boy, Warren Buffett needs to sharpen up his toolkit because he seems to be investing in newspapers. And there's a reason for that.
To say rural newspapers in Kansas are dying is an overstatement and an oversimplification. Many continue to thrive against the hard realities of life on the southern high plains. But for others, the clock continues to tick toward an uncertain future. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm David Guth.